Have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. Now, we looked at this text a while back, and we looked at Abram when he went out, and Terah, his father, took him, and they got out, and they got to a point in their work, in their mission, where God sent them out, and they paused, they stopped for a while, and then after Terah had died and went on, and then Abram stepped out in the calling of God and went on to do that and accomplish that God have him to do. Amen. So we want to look at Genesis chapter 12. I want to begin reading at verse 4. And the Bible says, "So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and to the land of Canaan they came." Now watch this. "And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moriah, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land, and there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto the mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Hai on the east, and there he built an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abraham journeyed, going on still toward the south. And there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land." I want to preach tonight for just a little bit, if God will be my help, on this thought: don't be disappointed. Don't be disappointed. I want to say tonight, we serve a great big God who's able to do everything that He promised He would. He's able to be there with us. He promised He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He promised that He'd always be on our side and by our side. Ain't you glad for that tonight, that we have someone tonight? The Bible said that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. That's God Almighty. That's the one we serve not. That's the one that loves us and cares for us with a godly care. But we can see here in the Word of God, the Bible says that Abraham, he stepped out. Amen. He began to journey. He began to get back in line with God and what God had told him to do. I believe a whole lot of folks in our fundamental independent Bible-believing churches, praise God, need to get back in line with what God's called us to do. Amen. That's the first step we got to do. We got to get back where God can use us, where God can help us. Amen. If they something that stuff in our heart, amen, that's got our fellowship broke with God, we need to get that fixed up. There may be a come a time when we need to cry out for on behalf of one of our loved ones, and we want to be able to get our prayers through the ceiling. Amen. We got to get hooked up. We got to get back where God wants us to be. You say, "Well, Pastor, where does God want us to be?" He wants us to be real close to Him. He wants us to be leaning towards Him. Amen? That's where He wants us to be. He wants us to be leaning. Hey, not towards the world, not standing straddle a fence. Pray God, He wants us to be leaning hard towards Him. Amen? If we believe, hey, if we're leaning hard toward Jesus, pray God, you know what happens when you fall? You just fall right into His arms. Amen. He's there and He just grabs you up. Praise God. Keeps you falling. Sets you back on your feet. Glory be to God. Loves you up. Nurses you. Doctors you. Helps you up into a little sheep of God. Amen. And puts you back on the path. And I won't say when He puts you on the path, it'll be the right path. Amen. But Abram finally got lined back out. Got back on the path that God had called him to go on. And the Bible says he's getting up in the years. 75 years old. See, a lot of us, we think, well, you know what, we're getting up in the years, so ain't no use. We just quit. Well, what if all of the ones that went before us had done the same thing? What if those that got up 50 and 60, 70 years old, 80 years old, amen, and just quit? What if they had done that? Praise God. Where would we have been? But I thank God for some good old saints of God that never got, praise God, never got tired, weary, and well-doing. They stayed in a good fight of faith. Praise God. They kept marching. Oh, glory be to God, to a different drummer. Amen. Not this old drummer of the world, but praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ. They was a listening. Praise God. They was a looking for Him. They was a desiring a better place. Amen. And praise God, they kept marching on. Praise God. They said, I'm going to keep marching on till I get. You know what that took? That took some resolution. That took some resolve. That took some somebody saying, you know what? I'm just going to go on for the glory of God no matter what happens. Amen. Praise God. I'm just going to stay in the fire. Amen. There's a reward for faithfulness. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God loves faith. What if God wasn't faithful to us? Like Brother Rex said, praise God, you wouldn't take your next breath. Amen. Try holding your breath for 30 minutes. Anybody up for the challenge? How about just hold your breath till I get through preaching? Amen. You know what would be happening? They'd be carrying you out. You'd be finished. But praise be to God. I thank God He's faithful, don't you? He stays right there with me, praise the Lord, every day, every time. Praise. Hey, when I'm sleeping, and I told you, my mind don't work right. When I sleep, I don't breathe. I have to use one of them CPAP machines. I need one of them headsets that says, Blondie, breathe. Amen. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe. Hey, because when I'm sleeping, my mind don't tell me to breathe in. And I quit breathing. And I'd wake up and my legs would be going like this without that CPAP. Why? Because I was dying. Amen. I wasn't getting no air. I thought I had restless leg syndrome. I did. I mean, I was wearing the sheets out. Wake up just like I was running a race. What it was, I was dying. And the adrenaline kicked in. It started pumping me up. Praise God to keep me from getting me to breathe again so I didn't die. Praise the Lord. He done that for a while. Amen. Now I got one of them machines, praise God, I hate that thing. But I learned to love it. For about 3 months, I said, Lord, if I got to do this every night, just take me on. Amen. But praise God, I got now, I take that thing on, and I slap my piggy nose on there. Amen. Praise God, about 2 breaths, that thing comes on, it starts. My wife tries to get in bed before I do and get to sleep so she don't have to. Amen. I tried to let her use it one night, and it freaked her out. But that thing's my friend. Amen. I've come to rely on that. That puts that air in there, praise God. So when I don't breathe in, praise God, it pushes air in for me. Praise God. That's what He does. Hey, if you breathe normal, praise God, He does that for you every time you breathe. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's how good God is. That's how good God is to us. Amen. The Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully made, but when one little part of us gets out of whack, it messes up the whole system. Amen. But Abram stepped out on faith. He took his family, took Sarai, and he stepped out. Now, I want to preach that just a little while now on that thought. Don't be disappointed. So Abraham, he gets out, he gets his direction back, and he heads down toward Canaan, heading to the promised land, praise the Lord. Hey, praise the Lord. Hey, listen, I like it in the promised land. Amen. That's where the good things are. That's where them big old grapes grow. That's where the goodness of God is. That's where the fellowship's at. Praise God, that's where the guidance is at. That's where the direction's at. That's where the fatness is. Oh, glory. Hey, Canaan is the best thing. This side of glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's where God meets with His people. That's where God satisfies the soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. But all that Bible said it away, and he went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan he came. Amen. He stepped out in the land of promise. Praise the Lord. But notice what it says next. He said, Abraham passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, under the plain of Moriah, and the Canaanite was then in the land. So Abraham gets out of there, and praise God, he steps out, headed in the direction God's got him to go. And praise God, listen, if we ever care before we ever get started in this thing, we'll get disappointed. Now let me just say this, there's some young people in the church tonight, there's some young people in the faith, ain't been this long, and praise God, you think that, well, you know, I get saved, so now everything will be good. Praise God, everything is good in the Lord. Amen. Amen. But praise God, your day ain't going to be perfect all the time. You're going to have disappointments. You're going to have disappointing days. You're going to have people to disappoint you. Amen. You'll have people to let you down. Hey, if you watch me long enough, I'll let you down. Amen. I'm just a person like you are, doing my best to serve the Lord. Amen. So we got to be careful. We can't get disappointed, praise God, because when we get in, because everything don't go like we think. See, I believe a lot of people think, well, you know, I'm going to get saved and everything's going to be just a straight line, straight there. Praise God, it's going to be all rosy. It probably will, but most roses got some thorns. Amen. And praise God, when you go to get them really purdians in the middle, praise God, you got to be careful or you'll get poked a time or two. Amen. But praise be to God, we got to be careful not get disappointed in the journey. See what happened, though, Abram stepped out, praise God, headed into the land of promise, headed into the promised land, amen, headed into Canaan, and when he got there to Canaan, praise God, he looked around, and there was the Canaanites. Yeah, opposition. They was right there in front of him. Hey, I mean, big old dudes, praise God, these big old Canaanites, this bunch of people, praise God, and they were in the land. Now, Abraham, hey, he could have got discouraged. A lot of us, amen, we could have got disappointed at that time. Say, Lord, you put me into a land. You need to get rid of all the stuff out in front of me, praise God, if you want me to inherit the land. If you want me to take possession of the land. But God didn't do it that way. See, if we didn't have a little bit of opposition in this journey, praise God, if we had it real easy all the time, praise God, we wouldn't ever trust the Lord. We'd think we could do it ourselves. Amen? If it was real easy, we'd get the mindset, you know what? I got this. Boy, when we get the mindset, I got this, boy, that's when you're in trouble.
Yes, sir.
Amen? Because that's usually that's usually when I need the Lord the most. It's when I think, Lord, I got this. Amen? It's about the time that David, the old devil's fixing to waylay me. Amen? Come along broadside me, praise the Lord. But old Abram went into the land of Canaan, praise God, and there was the Canaanites. Now, a Canaanite is a type of the flesh. Amen? A type of the flesh. He said the first thing he had to deal with when he gets over to promised land, that place is close, he's trying to be close to God. Praise God, there's the flesh. The first thing we're ever going to have to deal with is the flesh. The flesh is going to continually rise up, praise God. It's going to continue to be a problem. It's going to continually bring us disappointment. My flesh causes me more disappointment than anything. A lot of people say, well, you know what? Preacher, the devil made me do it. Hey, I'll say, the devil's not omnipresent. Most of the problem I have ain't with the devil. Most of the problem I have with my stinking flesh and my pride. Amen. Hey, ain't that right, Brother Bill?
Right.
The fella that we shave every morning, praise God, gives us the most problem.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because he's prideful. Because he brings disappointments to our life. The flesh does. Paul said in Romans chapter 7, he said, that I would not. He said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. Amen? Paul said, it's just a rocky road I'm going. He said, when I try to do right, praise God, it's not within me. And said, when I try to do that that's right, praise God, it just escapes me. Amen? But he said, praise the Lord. He said, I know where my help is.
Amen.
He said, my help ain't in me. Said, my help is in the Lord, praise God. He's the one. Oh, wretched man that I am. How shall I escape this body of death? Amen. That old body is chained to his back. Had him bowed down. Humped over. Jesse had took chains. Old Nero took chains and wrapped them around that dead body, a carcass, and hung it on the back. That's how they persecuted the Christians. We think we're persecuted today. We ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. They'd take them dead bodies, they'd strap them on their back with chains on them and bind them up, and they leave it on there till it rotted off. And if you was lucky enough that the infection and the stench and all that didn't kill you, when that body rotted off, you could go free. But you know what? That infection, that vileness, that wickedness, for that rottenness, praise God, would seep into them, and it would destroy those bodies. People, Paul said, how can I escape this body of death? He said, it's chained to me. It goes with me everywhere I go. The flesh. The flesh is the biggest disappointment that we have in our life. Our flesh will disappoint us more than anything else that we deal with. As Abraham began to pass through this land, In these different places, that Canaanite was there. That type of the flesh. And see, the Canaanite was, remember, was a descendant of Ham, Abraham's son. They were a vile and a filthy people, idol worshipers and all that junk. Amen. Chasing after everything under the sun, literally. Amen. Serving the gods and of the moons and the stars and all those other things. A vile and wicked people. And he said, here I am in the midst of a vile, here I am in Canaan, in the midst of Canaanites. But he could have been disappointed. Hey, when we get in the midst of a bunch of flesh, we can be disappointed. But praise be to God. They is a deliverer. Amen. And it's the Lord. And see, about the time, I believe old Abram was about to get disappointed, he looked around and seen all these Canaanites all over the land. He said, the Lord appeared unto Abram. Don't you like it when he does that? Amen. Just about the time you think the old devil in the flesh has got you down, praise God, the Lord shows up. Amen. Woo, praise God. I mean, hey, out of nowhere, there he is. Standing there beside you. So what you going to do now? He said, Lord, I was just looking for some help. Amen. I was just looking if I could find me some help. I'm glad you showed up. Can you help me, Lord? Amen. The Lord spoke up and appeared unto him, Abram, and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there built he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. Amen. Can you get this picture? The Lord, here he is in the land of Canaan, the land of flesh is everywhere. Praise God. He's having to deal with the flesh first thing out. And he steps up and the Lord appears to him. He said, hey, listen. He said, you see all this? He said, yeah, I see all this. In big old Canaanite. He said, no. He said, don't worry about the cave. Don't worry about the flesh. Don't worry about this. He said, just look at the land. He said, I give it to you. He said, your seed will inherit this. And Abram said, whoopee, praise the Lord. He said, I just built me an altar. That altar is a type of the cross. Amen. Amen. The altar is always a type of the cross. Amen. He built him an altar. Praise the Lord. He said, all right, glory be to God. He said, I'm going to build me an altar. I'm going to offer up sacrifice. He said, I'm going to offer, thank back God. I'm going to make supplications for God. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the altar. See, this thing, it runs around in front of you. A lot of people's done away with the altar now. They've done away with the altar. They don't have an altar to pray. Well, I thank God for an altar. I thank God for a place where people can come and kneel and pray and talk to God. Amen. Place the top of the cross. We can come before the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said he built him an altar. You know what an altar's for? The altar's there to teach us to die. The altar's there teaches us to die out to the world, to die out to sin, to die out to the flesh. Amen. Anything that come before the altar had to die. Amen. Anything we bring before the altar, anything we bring for the presence of God, it has to die. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Abram built an altar. The Bible said he built an altar. He said, unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And said he moved from thence unto the mountain and on the east of Bethel. Now Bethel literally means house of God. And pitched his tent. Praise the Lord. Now listen to this. Having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord. And called upon the name of the Lord. Amen. An altar. Top of the cross. A place where we can bring the flesh, where we get things taken care of. Praise the Lord. And then listen to what he says, and Abraham journeyed going on still toward the south. You know what he is doing? Praise the Lord, he is bringing it all to the Lord. He's putting it all in God's hands. He brought it all to the altar, amen, made all the sacrifice. He said, Lord, I'm making sacrifice unto you. I wonder how many times in our Christian life that we make a sacrifice unto God. How many sacrifices have we made lately? How many sacrifices have you ever made unto God? You say, well, preacher, we don't kill things and offer them up north. Yeah, but we still got our lives. How much of our time, how much of our effort, how much of those things about us have we ever sacrificed to God? Offered up to Him. Well, I tell you what, just a little bit. Just a little bit of our time. Just a little bit. The Bible requires a tenth. He said, preacher, you're talking about tithing. I'm talking about everything. Amen? It's not just about your money that God wants. Hey, that belongs to Him anyway, by the way. Amen. If you hold back at you, you God robber. But what about our time? What about our efforts? What about our affections? Amen. If we'd bring them to the altar, we'd sacrifice them to God. Say, Lord God, here I am. Take me and use me. Yes. You know what Abram done? He done that. He built an altar. He offered up to God. He said, Lord, I'm here. Here I am. I'm in the land. He could have been disappointed, but he said, Lord, if you're on my side, praise God, let's plow on. And the Bible said he built that altar between Bethel and Ai, and he said, you know what? He said, now son, I'm just going to go look around. I'm going to go see what God's given me. Amen. Hey, I'm going to go on towards the south. I'm going to look around here, and I'm just going to see what kind of promise God's made. Amen. Why? Because he took God at his promise. Amen. He believed God. And the Bible said it was accounted to him for righteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Abram's 75 years old, and God promised him seed. Amen. That his seed would inherit the land. Sarai was barren, could have no children. But still, by Abram pressed on. He could have been disappointed. He said, well, Lord, you know, Sarai's, well, you know, her womb's barren. And how's this going to happen? But he didn't. He said, hey, glory to God. I'm going to go look at the land. I'm going to go see the places, praise God, where my grandchildren's going to live. And to pick out him a place over here, say, boy, that'd be a good place for a son to build a house. Amen. Overlooking a little stream, praise God, a little patch of grass there for his sheep and his cattle. Praise the Lord. Over here be a good place for him to set up a tent. You know, Abraham never had much in mind of building a house. Hey, God done made him a promise, and praise God as he is passing through, and he was looking, praise God, for a city who had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. Amen. Praise the Lord. At altar, top of the cross, he brought his supplications for God. He said, Lord, here they are. And then he went to see to investigate the land. But first, next thing you know, another disappointment. Here he is in the land. Canaanites is there. God's done said everything be all right with Abraham. Don't worry about the Canaanites. And he gets about the time he gets down there to the south a little bit. The Bible says, verse 10, there was a famine in the land. Can't win for losing. Just about time I thought I had it all figured out. Somebody changed all the questions. Amen. Had all the answers. They changed the questions. Now I got to start all over. There's a famine in the land. But God says, you know what? Abram said, I've got a cure for the famine. Amen. I've got a cure for the Canaanite. He said, I've got an altar. He said, I've put you up in a tent. Amen. You say, well, preacher, a tent ain't much. A tent's all that he needed. Because he wasn't planning on staying in one place. He was a passing through. I tell you, I believe sometimes we try to get anchored down too hard in this old present world that we live. We need to realize that we're just pilgrims passing through, praise God. Amen. I'm looking for a city, glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. He said, you got an altar, a place of sacrifice, a place of help. And he said, you got a tent. Famine, sure. Amen. But he said, listen, you got to remember this world is not your home. He said, the famine in the land. Amen. But the answer was that tent. That answer was that life and the flesh and everything else had been judged and forsaken. Amen. You know what we need to do? We need to keep moving away from the flesh. Amen. We need to keep moving away from the flesh. He said, hey, praise God, Abram, you've got all that you need. Glory be to God, you've got the altar where you can offer sacrifices unto a holy God, and you got a tent, praise God, to remind you just to keep moving away from sin. Amen. Just keep moving, praise God. When it bears down on you, glory be to God, pull up your stakes and hit the trail. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, you mean we're supposed to sell our house, move? I ain't said no such thing. Don't go tell people I told you to sell out and move every time you had trouble with the flesh. Amen? But I'm saying, Abraham, praise God, he said, hey, listen, what you do is you just judge that thing. You see what it is, praise God. You look at between beak and bill. You know what's wrong with most of us today in our fundamental, independent Bible believing churches? Praise God, we won't deal with that we know to deal with. We've got things that come up in our life, praise God, that we need to be carrying to the altar, praise God, and be taking up our tent and moving on for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know why I'm preaching like that? I want revival. I've been praying about revival. Hey man, I want revival. I want a Holy Ghost God stirring meeting in this holler. I want God to tear up this valley, praise God, for the glory of the Son. Amen. But we can't have that, praise God, until we get to the altar at top of the cross. Praise God, we take up our tent and we move away from sin. Amen. He told Abram, he said, here's the famine, the picture of the world. He said, answer's the tent. Judge and forsake the worldliness. Just move away from it. Amen. You say, preacher, it's all around us. How do we do it? We forsake it. Amen. We forsake those things, praise God, as Brother Bill was talking about. If these things in our life that don't line up with this blessed old King James Bible, we need to get shed of it. Amen. Are you hearing me? If we're doing things, if we have things in our life, if we do things in our life, if we have attitudes in our life, if we have misdirection in our life that don't line up with God's Word and God reveals it to our heart, praise God, we need to pack up our tent, pull up our stakes, and move home. Amen, for the glory of God. Because He's there to help us. He wants to show us the way. And I guarantee God will get glory out of it. Praise the Lord. See, that land of Canaan, that was a type of separation. Amen. The land of Canaan, praise God, are you hearing me? That was a type of separation. Amen. It was a place that God would send His people to be a separate people. Why do you think He said, go in, conquer them? Drive them out. Amen. Don't dwell with them. Drive them out. Why? Because all those is in like that, they were types of sin. Amen. Types of the flesh, types of the world. He said, hey, go in there and drive them out. Get rid of them. Amen. So that you, hey, why do you do? Why would they do that? So that they could shout the praises. Amen. So that they could worship God, so it could be what God designed them to be. Praise God. So he said, sojourn to. And Abraham went down into Egypt. See, that was his first mistake. He was in the land of promise. God said, I'm going to give this to you. Amen. And the first time trouble came up, first time he got disappointed, praise God, because everything wasn't going well, and he headed for Egypt, type of the world. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Why is every time that we get disappointed, we get discouraged, we want to run off into the world? Amen. I'm talking about people that are sat in Baptist churches. They hold down pews just like you're doing tonight. Amen. First time they get some discouragement, disappointment, praise God, you know what they do? Instead of running to the altar, praise God, getting things fixed up to pick up her tent, go on for the glory of God, they run down to the beer joint. Amen. Run over to the crack house. Run over to some woman that they know or something. Like, have a pity party. Why do they do that? Because we ain't got enough God in us. Amen. If we ever get enough God in us, praise God, where we'll hit the altar, glory be to God. Amen. We'll cry out to God one more time. God will take care of those things in our life, praise God, and He'll fix us up. Amen. He'll give us those directions, those things that we need, praise God, to go on for the glory of God, even in this day and hour that we live. Amen. But we see this famine here as a picture of the world. And the world can't feed the spiritual nature of man. The world, you hear me? The world cannot feed the spiritual nature of man. It can't do it. It won't do it. It don't want to do it. Amen? So when Abraham loaded up, took his family, and he headed down into Egypt, he was getting away from that spiritual nourishment that God had already promised him. I want to say, praise be to God, if you'll draw close to the Lord, amen. When you get into that land of Canaan, when you get in that place of the flesh, praise God, when you go into a place of separation, God begins to separate you out. He begins to show you what you need to do, praise God. And you realize that Canaanite, that flesh, is pulling you the wrong direction. Praise God, and you hit that altar atop of the cross, praise God. And you get that, praise God, under the blood of glory be to God. Then we can back up our tents, pull up our stakes, praise God, and plow on for the good glory of God. That we can see Him high and lifted up in our lives. Then He takes us and He makes those changes. We don't need to go down to Egypt. We don't need to go to the world to get our help. Amen. The world ain't got that. Listen, you folks, you don't need to go to the world to get your answers. It's right here. Brother Rex said a while ago, praise God, it's in the Word of God. You just got to look at it. Amen. You get to pray and you say, God, I need some help, praise God. And you go to your Bible, you phone a friend. Amen. Amen. Phone a friend. Say, Lord, I need some help. Praise the Lord. And if you've got a real friend, you know what they'll do? They'll open that blessed old King James Bible and say, hold on a minute. Let me find you a verse. Amen. Praise God. They'll give you something, praise God. They'll stir the depth of your soul and lift you up. Amen. To exhorting of the brethren, to exhorting of one another. The devil said, you know what? He said, Abram, said, you ain't starting out good. Said, you're just full of this. This is going to be just full of disappointment. God said, hey, but don't be disappointed. Amen. Listen tonight, young, we shouldn't be disappointed in God. We should never be disappointed in God. There's nothing disappointing about God. Because if we have an altar and we have the tent, praise God, we've got all that we need. Even if there's a famine in the land. Hey, there's a famine in the land right now in which we live. He said, well, preacher, there's plenty of food. Hey, listen, let me just say this. There's not going to be. There's going to come a time when there ain't going to be no food put on the table. Bible said there's going to be a time whenever you go out and you work all day just hard as you work, 10, 12, 14, 16 hours a day just to get enough money to feed you one day. That's Bible. The book of Revelation. It said you'll work all day long just hard as you work to feed yourself, your family, one day. Amen. Right now they're saying out of California, this year, right now, some of them big vast farms out there in big old fields, they're not even tilling them up because they're not going to plant them because they don't have enough water to irrigate them to make them grow. You know what that's going to do? That's going to run the price of our groceries from out of sight. That's where we get most of our food is from the Midwest and in California, especially our winter crops. And they said they're not even tilling them up. You know what that's going to do, Brother Charles? Amen. That's going to cause a famine in the land. But I want to say there's a greater famine in the need of food. There's a famine of the desire for God Almighty. There's a desire for a famine of the desire for a spiritual relationship with the good Lord God of glory. Amen. Abram run into that and he could have been disappointed. He got a little bit disappointed. He headed down into Egypt. But it wasn't God he was disappointed with. Amen. It was his old flesh that drove him down to the world, sent him back to the world. See, he'd already drug him off one time over in Haran when Terah went up there. He followed his daddy up into there. Amen. God told him, he said, you leave your family and everything else behind and you go down and leave. You're a child of Egypt. He said, go on down there where a land that I'll show you. The Bible said he stepped out on faith, not knowing where he went, but he knew who was sending him. Amen. Hey, listen, we may not know where we're going tonight, but we know who's sending us. Amen. And our destination is sure. We may not know all the detour things that we'll have to make before we get there, but praise be to God, we know who will get us there, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. If we'll just trust and believe in Him tonight. If we don't get disappointed in the journey. Amen. There's no place to get disappointed. We can't be disappointed because of the flesh. Because we just realized that the flesh will let us down. This old body we live in, it'll let us down in the journey. Somewhere along the way, self will let you down. But praise God, there's a big God of glory that you can call on. He'll take you the rest of the way. Praise His holy name. But the Bible said here that old Abraham said he pulled up his stakes and headed off into Egypt. But he didn't stay there. Because the Bible tells us, the Bible tells us over here in chapter 13, verse 3, and he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai. Amen. He said, you know what? He said, I've had enough of this world. He said, I'm going back to the house of God. Amen. He said, I've had enough of this foolishness down here. I've had enough of the lying and the deceit. He said, praise God. He said, honey, back up the kids. Get ready. Glory be to God. He said, we're going back to the house of God. Amen. Hey, listen, I want to say praise the Lord when the disappointment comes, and they'll come. But don't be disappointed in God. Just pack up, praise God, everything, and just get back to the house of God. And I guarantee you, you'll find God there.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
You'll always find God at the house. If you come a-looking for Him, there He is. He said, where it all began between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar, which He had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Amen. He said, you know what? He said, hey, listen. He said, I've been disappointed, but praise God, God's never let me down. He said, honey, it's time to get back to the house of God. Back to that old altar. Amen. Where we found the help. Amen. Back to that old altar where we met with God. Amen. Before we pulled up our tents and headed off into Egypt. I want to say tonight, praise God, we can find help at the house of God. We can find help at this old altar. Amen. A place where we can lay down our burdens, where we can cry out to God. And God will hear and answer our prayers. But we got to be careful this morning that we don't get disappointed in our own selves, in our own actions, in people around us. But we keep our eyes on God, because He'll never leave us disappointed. Amen. But He'll always find a way to bring us back around, back to the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord.